T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, and a lot of stuff happening today. I'll quickly go down the list, and I'll get to the most important thing in a second, okay? I don't want to leave out some of these because they're very important. I mean, it is National Bubble Tea Day, which I haven't been able to get a good bubble tea in a long time.
There's a place right next to Third Base Sports Bar in South Park Meadows. It's like Bumpin'. It's called Orange Something, and it's like... It's like bumping, and it's bumping with bubbles.
That's what it's called, bumping with bubbles.
No, but it'd be awesome, right? But whenever like people talk about it, like that's one of the recommended places. Like, and I've never gone in there to try it.
I will definitely go in to try it. But I love me some bubble tea.
You know what? If it's open this early, I'm gonna hook us up with some bubble tea, bro.
It's not gonna be open this early.
Nah.
It's also National Honesty Day, National Oatmeal Cookie Day, National Raisin Day.
Oh damn! Oh damn! Oatmeal and raisin, bro. Tiff's treats this morning.
And no, I'm not an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Nobody likes oatmeal raisin.
No, nobody does.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I guess I'm weird.
Have you seen the meme floating around about where it's like you thought 2020 was a chocolate chip cookie and then you bit into it and it was oatmeal raisin?
That's funny.
I have not seen that, but that's very funny. National Bugs Bunny Day. This is a big one in Austin. National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, which Sarah did with her black lab jet.
Yeah.
It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. We've never appreciated you more than we do right now.
Serious.
But most importantly, y'all, today...
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May Day.
Oh, good.
So, Sarah, you could post your meme today and get away with it.
Sarah gets confused every single year and waits until May 1st to post. It's going to be May. When that's not the whole point. The point is you're supposed to do it on the last day of April.
Yeah,
because
today's
it's going to be May.
She posted May 1st and she's like, hey, it's going to be May. No, it's May 1st.
No, it's already May.
That is awesome. By the way, I just got a text message from someone saying that the place we're talking about, bubble tea place, it's Tapioca Lounge.
Oh, I've seen that. Tapioca.
Are you being serious? Or you're lying?
I swear to you, I have.
Okay.
But nothing about Tapioca intrigues me. It's good?
Yeah, apparently it's really good. It has tons of reviews on Google, but the unfortunate thing, they open up at 11, so we can't have it today.
So drinks? I thought it was like a tapioca. I don't know. That is a horrible name because I have no idea what they... Nothing about that name has intrigued me at
Bubble
all.
Bubble teams are their jam, bro.
Happy story. That's coming up next, Mix 94.7. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey.
Sarah. Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
A few more good news stories from the outbreak. There is a 6-year-old with spina bifida who was inspired by the World War II vet who walked for charity. We've talked about him a couple of times. So he started walking 30 feet a day, hoping to raise about $100. And last we checked, he had raised over $300,000.
Dude.
JustGiving.com.
Wow.
A couple in D.C. got married in the middle of the street on Saturday, and all of their neighbors came out to watch while keeping a safe distance. That's a great idea,
that
right?
It seriously is.
In the lead up to Cinco de Mayo, Alex, I know you love Cinco.
That's my cut.
Jose Cuervo is buying lunch for 250 random people a day. Just tweet a photo receipt with the hashtags Cinco to Go and Cuervo contest.
Awesome. Now, do I have to buy Jose Cuervo for lunch? Does it have to say Jose Cuervo or any on that thing? Or maybe my chances get better if I have a Cuervo?
I don't think so.
Nah, this is just straight up. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
I was going to read the rules, but I was too drunk. They just want you to order from a local independent Mexican restaurant.
Awesome.
Tweet the receipt, and they could possibly buy it. 250 a day.
Putting my order into Mahdi's. What's up?
And finally, a group in North Carolina created a website this month called Pledge My Check. Give.org that encourages people to give part of their stimulus money to charity, anywhere from a dollar to all $1,200.
I would if I could get my stimulus check mailed to me.
Here's what we learned yesterday that Sarah was doing wrong, and now she did it right, and it seems like everything's working. You have to put your name in all caps. I mean, who knew?
Address. I thought it was your address in all caps.
Can you just do everything in all caps to be
just
safe?
Just do the whole thing in all caps.
For me, it wasn't my name. For me, it was my address
in
all caps.
Wow, that's crazy.
We all still had our jobs, and we felt like it would be better for us to put that money to good use. It was really shocking. We had no idea what we were going to get. We were assuming a lot of folks were going to be chipping in, you know, $5 or $10 here or there. We started getting alerts of people pledging their full $1,200. Right now, we just want to get 100 people to pledge, and then we'll keep setting the bar higher and higher.
Start off your Thursday by texting HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you all those stories. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for having us on Mix 94.7 and online and through your smart speakers on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The largest operator of shopping malls in the country has announced that they will begin reopening 49 different malls in 10 states on Friday, but will keep play areas and drinking fountains closed, which will be weird because usually the only things closed in the mall are 90% of the stores.
The car wash that's right down the street from the radio station that we like to go to, except it's kind of bougie and pretty expensive.
They have free ice cream.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, you get a free scoop of ice cream, but they also judge your car if it's not a Ferrari or Maserati or something like that.
Because it's in Westlake.
Hold up. They have scoops of ice cream?
No, it's soft serve.
Well, yeah, but it's a cone. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, okay. Take it out and put it in a cup. It's a scoop. I've actually seen people do that. Of course, they're like sugar free. They don't want to mess with the cone calories. They get the white styrofoam cup that's for water, and they put it in the cup and get a spoon.
Well, anyway, that's not the point of the story.
But it's a very important point.
This car wash has been for their neighbors, which, we don't live in Westlake, but we work here, so we're practically neighbors.
Yeah.
They're doing free exterior car washes. So I went and got my car wash yesterday for
awesome.
Free.
I didn't know.
What?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, do they not, like, wipe it down?
No, they do it right,
dude.
Yeah,
they do it all right, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they just don't go inside and clean it.
Right.
What? So what, do you tip them or what?
Yeah, you tip them.
That's awesome. Okay. But then you have to clean the inside of your car, Booker, right? Is it pretty
filthy? Okay. Yeah, my car is disgusting. I'm one of those guys that has an annual pass, so I go to the car wash all the time because it doesn't cost me anything.
Way to save the environment.
Well, I go to the hand wash car wash.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes a difference, though. Using water.
It goes to the waterless car wash.
Yeah, I go to the waterless car wash. Anyway, my car has been disgusting since the city closed down. Well, anyway.
I'm sure you're not alone, though.
No, I'm not, because I saw this yesterday. A new survey found that 49% of people admit their car is usually a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But here are 8 more quick stats. When people were asked to name the dirtiest spot in the car, the top answer was, anybody?
The center console, the cup holders.
No, that thing, you know, like where your shifter is, like where you put drive and
the knob.
Reverse. And it usually is that it just grabs everything. It's like where it dips and deep inside
that. It gets crumbs and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it was the floor, which, is definitely for me. I mean, the floor is disgusting. Okay. The back seat, the cup holders, the dashboard, and the trunk. The top things that are currently junking up the inside of our cars are, for Sarah, crumbs and the little thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Empty bottles, food wrappers, old magazines, and blankets.
Bro, I have straw wrappers everywhere.
Do you really?
Everywhere.
See, I don't have anything in my car except for, you know, whatever gets stuck in the carpeting.
That's nice.
Do you know what I have in my car right now? And this is totally against the whole point, but I have just gloves because I should throw the gloves away before I enter the car.
Yeah.
What's the point? You're bringing germs in your car.
I know.
So you're opening your car door with your gloves, and then you're opening your car door without your gloves.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's bad. So basically, I have a Corona, you know, like the little side thing is filled with Corona gloves, so I can't touch it.
You got a Corona car. It's a Corona car.
Yeah.
Well, dang.
Just over 2/3 of people with messy cars says it's embarrassing when they have passengers.
Are you going to have passengers really during this time except for the people you're quarantining with? So, I mean, you're cool. You can get away with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sarah, let me ask you this, because whenever you got a new car, you said that you were going to do everything you could to make sure that you kept it clean.
Yeah.
Are you past that little incubation period? You know, whenever anybody gets a new car, they always do everything they can to keep it clean.
Yeah. Every 3 days.
And then, you know, you get over that hump and then it just all goes to hell.
Not really. I mean, I've been really good. If I
Great.
I always, when I get out of my car, even if I don't want to, I take everything out of my car. Like, I used to just leave it. I'll go get it later, but I always take it out.
That's great. That's perfect. 7 out of 10 people said a messy car is a turnoff, and half of us would actually think about canceling a date if the person showed up in a filthy car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, we still have some time to clean your car before we start dating again.
78% overall said a clean car makes them feel like they have their life together. For sure.
Oh,
for me.
Amen.
That's why I do it.
Yep. When I get my car clean, twice a year, it makes me feel so good. Like, I feel like, okay, there's a few things in my life. Like, if my nail polish on my hands and feet match, mm-hmm. if my underwear, like my bra and underwear match, mm-hmm. and if I get my car clean, I feel like I'm killing it. I'm adulting hard. Like, life is good.
24% of us don't clean out our car because we know it'll just get messy again.
That's me right now during this quarantine time, bro. I mean, like yesterday I was driving into work and it was raining. I can't believe I'm about to say it, but I picked my nose and I had a big old booger on it and I rolled it and I dropped it on my floor mat.
Wow.
Never in my life have I flicked a booger onto my floor mat in the car. That's how much I've just given up hope.
On your car and on your life. And finally, 1 in 4 people would rather clean their toilet than their car.
I would.
Would you really?
Yes, because you just spray bleach or cleaner and you're wiping and you're done.
You.
Bro, with the car, you got to vacuum it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And then you got to wipe it down. And then if you have like the crumbs in the cracks, you got to get a toothbrush and scrub in between. And you have boogers stuck on the floor mats.
Wow.
You got to scrape them off.
Wow.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Good news, y'all. The national toilet paper nightmare might be drawing to a close. A new report found out that on April 12th, 73% of stores had run out by the end of the day. But a week later, on April 29th, it was down to 48%. So you figure, you know, now that we're 11 days past that, we're okay. I haven't had an issue with toilet paper, have you?
I haven't, but it's not the brand that I go to. But, I mean, it wipes your butt and cleans you up, right?
Sure.
I mean, you could be chapped a little after with the roughness. But my wife, by the way, Target on
Ben White.
Ben White, Mopac, 290, that whole area right there. And she went at like 3 in the afternoon, and the good stuff is there. She sent a picture saying, oh, this is kind of refreshing that there's finally toilet paper. We didn't need it, so we didn't buy it, but it was Charmin. The good stuff was
right
there.
So we squeezed her Charmin?
Yes.
A professor at the University of Miami was fired after he forgot to hide a bookmark to a porn site during an online class.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to be careful, y'all. And here's even worse. The video linked to a busty college girl. This is a college professor.
Dude.
A news anchor in Spain was caught cheating when a partially naked woman walked through the background during a live segment from his house. Apparently, he had a fight with his girlfriend earlier in the week, and she was staying somewhere else for a few days.
That's when you tell her, dude, it's just a backdrop.
It's just a backdrop. A couple in Sweden, I don't know if y'all saw this. I saw it yesterday. I love it. They opened a new restaurant where you cannot possibly spread the virus. There's only one table and chair in the middle of an open field, and the food is served on a zip line.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Police in New York had to break up a funeral for a rabbi in Brooklyn on Tuesday when 1,000 people spilled into the streets for it. Kind of give you an idea of how many people that is. Take a listen to this. So much for social distancing.
Jeez.
Garbage trucks are catching fire more than usual. It's because we're cleaning out our garages and throwing away things like batteries, paint thinner, and propane tanks.
Yeah, you're supposed to dispose of those somewhere else, right?
Yeah, like I don't know where. I think that's why people just throw them in the trash, because they don't know either. Scammers have started blackmailing people by threatening to infect their families with the virus if they don't pay up. Horrible.
Awful.
And finally, I want to leave you with this beautiful nugget. Could the idea of high school graduations at drive-in movie theaters take off? I think it's a great idea. Nobody else does.
Oh, no, I thought you had audio. No.
There's like 800 people in her class, and they're trying to reschedule it at the HEB Center, hopefully. But 800 people in line for a drive. I mean, I love the idea if your school is like 50 people.
I love the idea of a movie theater, like inside a movie theater.
But
like
that defeats the purpose of the social
distancing. I mean, but I know, but we're going to have to, like, because when this all kind of cleans out and when stuff gets sort of back to normal, we're going to have a lot of empty theaters if they're, like, going direct to streaming services. Maybe.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the drive in theater, you just pull in your car, watch your graduation on the big screen. Listen.
The 2019-2020 school year has not gone as planned. That is why we are excited to announce this year's graduation is headed to the movies. Soon, senior names will be on the big screen. And while we plan to continue to honor social distancing rules, this celebration will definitely be memorable.
How do you throw your hat at the end, though, if you don't have a sunroof?
That's true. Well, you just stick your head out the window.
Man, this is sad. Yesterday, Lyft said it was laying off 1,000 employees. That's about 17% of their workforce, as well as ending scooter operations in Austin and in San Jose, California, blaming it on the impact of COVID-19. Now, if you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, weren't they already gone? Well, yeah, they were gone, but this is the second time they're leaving. They went away when this all went down in March, but then they brought the scooters back to Austin to help out first responders and critical health workers to get around downtown. But now they've pulled them for good, dude. It's crazy. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that we had so many scooter companies and they were just coming in and coming in. And the big one, Lyft, leaving. Now, if you were using the scooter, a spokesperson said that they're going to be providing a $200 rideshare credit for those that were enrolled in the scooter. So when stuff gets back to normal, you start using Lyft for the rideshare, you can get that $200 credit.
There is an overabundance of scooters in the city. Yes. Somebody needed to leave.
I know, but I didn't think Lyft would leave.
Yeah,
that's
surprising,
the big one.
Surprising.
One of the good things, looking for positives out of COVID-19, one of the good things is alcohol to go and all the different drink kits that restaurants are providing. So many margaritas to go, and it's awesome. Well, Governor Abbott, of course, is starting to open our economy tomorrow, and he tweeted, this is the best tweet ever, alcohol to go sales can continue after May 1st. From what I hear from Texans, we may just let this keep on going forever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Hallelujah.
I mean, really, it's brilliant. And we need to reevaluate in Texas our TABC laws because they're so antiquated, especially
like
early in the morning. Well, if you were to go have brunch, you can't order a drink without having some food out. A lot of stupid rules.
Yeah, Sunday I'm waiting for a 12 p.m. Dallas Cowboys kickoff. And then I'm at Randall's waiting at 12 for the beer to go on sale.
Yes.
It's just messed up.
Yes.
They could open up at like 11.
Right.
Or 10,
and you should be able to get spirits.
Nice.
And
know.
You know, I mean, we really need to kind of relook at all these rules.
And it's like found money, like for these restaurants and bars selling like to-go spirits. You know what I'm saying? It's huge. It's great.
Yeah. I am picking up food for weekend date nights, and I'm grabbing a bottle of wine too, you know? So, could the idea of high school graduations and drive-in movie theaters take off? We'll see. Rest in peace, Lyft scooters. They've all been yanked off of Austin streets. And alcohol to go might just stay in Texas, that according to Governor Abbott. That's what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. If you've been dating someone for multiple years and they did not want to quarantine with you when the whole stay-at-home order went in effect, does that mean that your relationship is on the rocks? Or is that actually a relationship saver? See, I think the second one, but... Tegan thinks it's the first. Good morning, Tegan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. First of all, love the name. So tell us your situation with your boyfriend. And how long you guys been together?
We've been together for 4 years. Even without, you know, this quarantine, we'll spend a few nights a week together. But with everything that happened, you know, I was kind of hoping we would be quarantining together.
So we kind of like a warm-up to what it'd be like as a husband and wife.
Well, and I've been wanting to move in together for quite some time now.
Got it.
It kind of felt like this was like the perfect way to kind of, you know, just prove that like we can cohabitate.
Yeah, it's your free trial.
It's your free trial.
That's well put.
And he was just not about it at all.
So what was his reasoning behind it?
He had a few reasons, and they're legitimate. Like, you know, working from home is stressful right now, and he's like on 1 week, off 1 week, and like dealing with, you know, trying to figure out unemployment and if he qualifies, and it, you know, it's just a lot of factors, I guess, that he, you know, that were stressing him out, but he didn't even consider it. It was like an immediate no, this is not happening, and he had like the reasons lined up.
So you're thinking that your relationship is on the rocks because he did not want to cohabitate?
Yeah, well, I honestly, it doesn't make me feel super confident about where our relationship is at this point, because he's obviously thinking that it's in a different place than I'm thinking. But also, you get, like, like you said earlier, I have girlfriends who are just miserable with living with their partner right now. So maybe it's for the best, but I don't know. I don't see it like that right now.
You know what? At first, my thought was that would really suck if you were with somebody for a really, really, really long time and y'all just didn't quarantine together, because in a way it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But I also, on the flip, have always been an advocate for you should never move in with somebody just because of the circumstances. Like, oh, my lease is up, so I might as well move in with you. And I guess the same could be for Corona. Like, oh, it's Corona, might as well move in with you. Like, y'all should move in with each other as your own decision, not just because there's a quarantine.
Bro,
you know?
It's life or death, man. Corona's life or death.
However, I don't think it's that big a deal, because for this reason.
Yeah.
You guys live in the same city. You are staying at home alone. He is staying at home alone. So what's the difference between you guys living in two different households and then going to spend time with each other at one another's home?
During the quarantine?
Yeah, every couple of days or so.
Oh, man. I'll let her answer then. I'll have an answer for that.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh. I mean, well, there's no difference at all.
This is the only thing that I see different about it, is just the fact that he's off doing whatever he's doing, where he's supposed to be quarantined at home, and she's doing the same thing. What if they both interact and have some other interactions, and they both end up meeting and hanging out and getting each other sick?
But how is that any different than if they live together?
When they live together, you know where they're going, because you're in the house, and you know when you leave and where you go to. You know what I'm saying? You come back, you have less chances of getting sick.
Disagree.
If you cared about each other.
I disagree with that as well. I'm more concerned about like the emotional side of it, of like why he doesn't want to quarantine with her.
Hmm. Yeah, and I was not like suggesting in the middle of all of this, oh, now we're moving in together. It was, I mean, especially at the beginning of the quarantine, like nobody knows how long this is going to last. And so I understand that there's like that unknown factor, but it really was just like, what is bothering me is, or, you know, what's like worrying me is that he was so against quarantining together. And it's like, I wasn't hoping for like a ring on my finger at the end of the quarantine.
Yeah, right.
I'd be so pissed.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would be. I'd be offended, because quarantining is just so like intimate, just like life or death to me. And we always hear the war stories of people that don't have someone right now. And the fact that it came down to this and he said he didn't want to do it, that's someone I don't want to be with. Because you're supposed to be by the side of someone that you love and be there for them. And guys, 4 years is dragging your feet already.
Yeah. You know what? I'm back on Team Alex. Like, they should. Yeah, I'd be hurt.
I'd be offended. If it was a year of dating, fine. But 4 years, I mean, 4 years of your life, you can get a degree. I mean, that's a long
true.
Time.
But, thank you. We've spent so much time together. Like, is he ever going to be ready to, like, take this next step? And I also totally agree with, like, you shouldn't just move in with somebody because your lease is up. And like, I totally understand that. But, like, this is a monumental time in all of our lives, with everything going on in the world, and the fact that he didn't want to be supportive of each other and have me as his support system and vice versa. It raises like a lot of unknowns and like uncomfortability in my mind about our relationship.
Do you want us to set up a Zoom chat so you can dump him right now with us?
No, that's the thing. Don't make any big decisions. Don't make any big decisions, but I agree that that is something to consider. But don't make any decisions until the quarantine is over.
Guys, I might be on an island, but I think that this is actually helping the relationship. We have seen a rise in domestic violence. We have seen a rise in arguments. We've seen a rise in breakups. People are getting on each other's nerves. Why put that undue stress?
I see that too.
Spend a couple of days together.
I can see that.
And then go home.
See, I don't like to spend a couple of days together. If you're going to quarantine away from him, but and see how it works out. But you are at a 50-50 chance that he may like being alone and not with you, and the relationship's over right after. That's just the thing.
But this is not a new thing. They've been together for 4 years.
I know, which you think after 4 years it'd get you closer together, not further.
We have come to the part of quarantine where our brains have become mush and we're just completely undecided and not helping her out at all.
No.
Yeah, good point. Sorry about that.
Anything that's like to grasp.
His current record is 1,392 wins with just 122 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Logan. Logan lives in Buda, makes the commute to Dripping Springs, where he's a manager at CVS. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Logan! What's up, my man?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Here we go. Good luck. I'm going to leave the room, and Sarah and Alex can root you on while you answer these five pop culture trivia questions. As soon as they Yell at me. I'll come back to answer the same five. Obviously, you're hoping to get more right than me. I do wish you luck because I'm a good sport.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Logan. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number one. Today is It's Gonna Be May. What boy band gave us that classic line? It's gonna be May.
NSYNC.
Oprah is headlining a virtual graduation ceremony on May 15th, and she is one of several people giving commencement speeches. What artist will sing her song, The Climb?
Miley Cyrus.
According to Billboard, minivan rock songs are, quote, the turn of the century golden age of pop rock radio hits. Think of it as the redheaded stepchild of yacht rock. Number one is Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. Number two is Complicated by what artist?
Avril Lavigne.
Bro Bible has a list of the 10 best TV show finales over the past 10 years. Number one is The Good Place. Number two is a show about Philip and Elizabeth Jennings, who are KGB spies in an arranged marriage. What is that called?
The American.
And finally, Mick Jagger responded to Paul McCartney's claim that the Beatles were better with, quote, one band is unbelievably lucky still playing in stadiums, and the other band doesn't exist. Ooh, how many Beatle members are still alive?
Three.
Okay, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey.
How'd it go here?
4 out of 5.
Wow, impressive. All right, let me just get my bell ready for whenever I get a perfect score. And away we go.
Today is It's Gonna Be May. Who sang us and gave us that line? It's gonna be May.
Sarah, it's gonna be Justin Timberlake, who is with the boy band NSYNC.
Correct. And it is an NSYNC song. If you had just said Justin Timberlake, would not have given it to you because it was an NSYNC song.
Oh, yeah. Best believe I know that because it's gonna be May. May.
Oprah is headlining a virtual graduation ceremony on May 15th. She's one of several people giving commencement speeches. What singer will sing her song, The Climb?
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, according to Billboard, there is a category of songs called minivan rock songs. They are, quote, turn of the century golden age of pop rock radio hits. Think of it as the redheaded stepchild of yacht rock. The number one minivan rock song, according to Billboard, is Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. Number two is Complicated by what artist?
Avril Lavigne.
BroBible.com has a list of the 10 best TV show finales over the past 10 years. Number one is The Good Place. What? Number two is what show about Philip and Elizabeth Jennings, who are KGB spies in an arranged marriage in the suburbs?
Such a good show. The Americans.
Yes, and finally, Mick Jagger responded to Paul McCartney's claim that the Beatles were better than the Rolling Stones by saying, quote, one band is unbelievably lucky still playing in stadiums and the other band doesn't exist. Damn. How many members are still alive in the Beatles?
Not only do I know this answer, Sarah, but I can tell you who they are. You ready? The correct answer is two. Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney, two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that impressed that you can tell me who they are.
Oh, you're not?
No, it's really not that impressive. Wow, you knew two of the Beatles? Whoa.
I'm not sure that the average Joe can name all of them or let alone know who's alive and who's dead. I think that's a little bit difficult.
Really? Like John Lennon wasn't... Like John Lennon dying and being shot, to me, was like a historical moment.
Yes, of course.
I think everyone would know John Lennon more than the others.
Or yes.
Absolutely. The other guy that died.
Than George Harrison. Exactly. My point. The other guy that died. That's how I think people would know.
All right. You got me at least.
5 out of 5.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah.
Poor Logan.
Thank you, Logan, for playing. Hey, Logan, did you get that one right?
No,
I did not. What?
I know.
I thought everybody knew.
I'm sorry.
Damn, Logan.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, thank you so much for playing. Appreciate it.
This is Logan from Buda, Texas, and I can't beat Booker.
All right, Logan. Thank you, brother. It's quarantine court, y'all. We're helping resolve issues that come up while we're on lockdown, and Tara is texting her ex. Justin ain't very happy about it, so we're going to hear the arguments and come up with a verdict in quarantine court. It's on the way next right here on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app and on your smart speakers.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Costco announced that starting next week, all customers will have to wear face masks. It's good because now you can stay anonymous while you buy 6 gallons of cheese balls.
All rise. The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is twirling into the courtroom.
Best believe a girlfriend.
Imagine a judge said that. That'd be awesome when they walk in.
It makes me happy when people twirl.
Why is there not a drag queen court? I would watch that, y'all.
Dude, you just gave someone a great idea.
That is a brilliant idea.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. Sashay.
What would your name be?
Away.
What would your name be as the judge?
Because, you know, they're always judging. Girl, I don't know. I'll have to work on that.
Drag queen court, because we, you know, we always be judging.
Judge Booty. Not
Judge
Judy,
Booty.
But Judge Booty. I don't know. I'm working on that. It's a work in progress,
Booty.
Guys. Don't rush things.
That's awesome.
All right. We do have our litigants. Tara and Justin just moved in together shortly before the quarantine. Justin is bringing Tara to court because he wants her to stop checking in with her ex every day of the quarantine. Tara, let's start with you. And what's going on? Are you checking in with your ex?
The heck?
Yeah, I mean, we're just friendly. We're literally just friends now. I mean, Justin has met him. We went on, like, drinks and everything like that. So he knows there's nothing really going on. We're just good friends.
Okay, pause. Now that we have confirmation that you are texting your ex, Justin, what's happening and why is this bothering you?
Well... So, you know, one day in our quarantine life, I noticed that Tara was being extra giggly while she was texting. So I asked her about it, and she tried to change the subject real quick. But, you know, I was like, no, like, what's going on? And so she's like, oh, you know, I reached out to my ex because he's alone during quarantine. Then that's fine. They're friends. We're friends. We're all friends. We've gone and gotten drinks. But... it's become a thing where, like, I hear her doing that specific giggle and texting him every day, and that seems like too much.
All right. Well,
too
much. This is a very important question, Justin. Is that making you insecure? Are you having feelings of you're not making her smile and giggle like that, so when you see other men do that, bothers you?
I don't know if it's, like, an insecure thing, but I don't like it. It makes me... I guess, yeah, insecure.
There you go.
Not that I'm not making her happy, but just about the relationship as a whole.
And do you feel it's inappropriate?
Yeah.
Even though you admitted you guys are friends.
Yeah, and I'm not mad that she's checking in with him. I'm mad, not even mad. It's just like she's checking in with him every day, like multiple times a day.
Got it.
He's just not feeling well. He's you know, he's going through a depression. You know.
We all are.
That's true.
I mean,
knowing that Justin has these feelings, that's not enough to stop you from texting with your ex-boyfriend.
I mean, if you really want me to stop, I'll stop. But he's going through a hard time. Like, I'm just there for him. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing bad. I'm not, like, going behind your back or doing things. I mean, I can't. But I'm not, obviously. You know, I'm just, like, making sure that he's okay.
Well, we're going to take a break. Coming up next, Alex and Sarah are going to deliberate, and we are going to come up with a verdict that both Tara and Justin have agreed that they will implement. Part 2 of Quarantine Court coming up next on Mix 94.7. All right, here we are back with Quarantine Court. We just talked to Tara and Justin, who moved in right before the quarantine, and Justin is bringing Tara to court because he wants her to stop checking in with her ex every day. Tara's like, look, he's going through a really bad depression. I'm trying to be there for him. And it's not like anything's happening. He is a friend. Matter of fact, he's friends with Justin, too. We all go hang out together. Justin's like, she's a little too giggly whenever she's chatting with him. And I just don't like it. So, Alex Franco, we'll start off with you.
You can pull this off, but it's rare. It sucks because he can't tell her. Justin can't tell her to not do it, because when you tell someone not to do something, they're going to do it even more. You know what I mean?
Well.
But it's like...
not me. So, let me ask you this, Alex.
It's just a tough one.
Your ex-girlfriend calls you and says, Alex, I'm so sorry. I would never do this unless it was an absolute necessity.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm homeless. I have nowhere to go. Can I just come crash on your couch for a couple of days? Will you please let me? What would your wife, Andrea, say to that?
It wouldn't even get to my wife, Andrea.
I would say no.
Oh, no. I would tell her I have friends and family at the W Hotel. Let me put you up for a couple days.
So you would pay for a hotel for her?
100%. I would not bring her into my home.
You would not?
I wouldn't even tell my wife that I was doing that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
You would hide it from your wife?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's not hiding. It's
it's kind of hiding.
No, hiding is something. It's information she didn't need to know.
That's hiding, right?
It's not hiding. I mean, she didn't ask, did she?
What's going to happen when your wife says, what's this bill for $500 at the W Hotel for 3 nights? And you're going to be like,
Sarah,
oh, I put up a girl. But don't worry, I never visited her.
How is this turned on me? Sarah, it's Tara and Justin.
He wouldn't use their joint account. He would use that credit card he got when he went to WrestleMania. And he got, what were the fries?
It was Chokeslam cheese fries.
Chokeslam cheese fries. It's got a $500 credit line.
That's the one I would use. Better yet, I would just go to Randall's and buy with cash a Visa prepaid card.
Oh, there you go. Untraceable?
Exactly.
All right. Sarah Osborne.
No. But let me just wrap it up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I would honestly, it's all in Tara's wheelhouse. Like, she's in charge. She basically just needs to ease up. It obviously bothers her, the boyfriend that she's with now. Yeah, it was nice to check in on the person, but you don't need to be like replying back every day, because your ex is like thinking, oh, we're friends again, we're talking again. And then when you stop texting back, then he'll get the hint. Just stop texting back.
Sarah, what do you say?
Yeah, she has to stop. And it's because it's really hard when you've dated somebody and you have that emotional connection. I get it. Like, you feel for him. And if he's going through some times, you feel this responsibility to help, but it's not your responsibility anymore. Your responsibility is your new boyfriend.
Exactly.
And it's just, especially during this time of corona where emotions are heightened and you just moved in with him, I'm sure it's very hard for him to see you emotionally supporting an ex. And it's just not your responsibility anymore. It's his family's responsibility.
Exactly.
His friend's responsibility. Yes. And you got to cut the cord.
Yep.
By the way, to be fair, Justin is not asking her to cut the cord. He's just saying limit the text responses.
Oh, I'm saying she should cut the cord.
Yeah, because it bothers him. What bothers him? Wow. It's the conversation. So if I knew something was bothering my significant other, I would stop it if I wanted to make them happy.
Except for sneak a girl to the hotel room.
Right, with a prepaid gift card.
I just think that nothing good is going to come
You're absolutely right.
Keeping emotional connections to exes.
Well, Justin, you came to us kind of in the middle, and the jury moved you way over to the friend. So unfortunately, Tara, this ended up being worse for you, because the jury is saying that you need to cut all ties with the ex-boyfriend. And to be honest with you, especially during this really angsty time where things could start off really small and maybe get squashed under normal circumstances, could easily boil over during quarantine. So I'm going to have to agree. And the verdict is you have to cut all ties and stop texting with the ex altogether. The people have spoken.
Why are you mad about it, Tara?
I just feel bad, you know?
I understand.
He's an ex for a reason.
Right.
Like, you guys broke up for a reason. It's not supposed to be easy.
I'm going to use this analogy.
Okay.
If you sell your possessions in a garage sale, do you go over to that person's home and stand around and stare at it and pet it? Exactly. Same thing
with, creepy.
With your ex.
I get it.
There you go.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Did you hear this? The National Spelling Bee has been canceled. Yeah. So now the coronavirus is even affecting kids who never left the house.
Throwback. Get it? Because they're nerds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Hi, y'all. Here we go. It is time to play Throwback Thursday, the game we call What Year Was It? And the way this works is quite simple. I am going to highlight some pop culture events that all happened in one specific year in history. See if you can name the year, okay?
Let's do it.
We're
going
to start off with Mariah Carey, who seems like she's been in the news a lot lately for whatever reason. Yeah. Only
Why?
After I'm not sure, Sarah. That's not part of the game. And, what is she doing?
She just did something.
Oh, I know what it was. Yes. Most recently, she was in the news because what happens is her flock of seagulls or whatever they're called. They're the butterfly, whatever her, you know, like Gaga's fans are called little monsters.
Yeah.
I forgot what Mariah Carey's fans are, like little butterflies or something. Anyway, they're baby lambs is what they are or something. Anyway.
I'd help you, but I can't Google.
What they do is they go on these missions to try to get her albums back on top of the charts.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to do it. Like one of her old school albums was the number one. I mean, she's got like really, really impressive fans.
Hopefully you're not going to say a bad thing about her. They're going to come after you.
Nope. After only 6 weeks of dating, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon got married in the Bahamas.
They only dated 6 weeks.
Well, hence the divorce.
Yeah, good point.
Here is Nick talking about his marriage with Mariah Carey.
I'm a working entertainer. My wife is famous.
Well, you're pretty famous now,
no,
too.
No, she's famous.
Only because of the... Only because
oh, because
of
I'm married to her.
Right.
Now I'm famous. Yeah.
No! I mean, because... Oh. Because the proportions, you are so famous on your own, but because your wife is larger than life, do you ever feel intimidated by that?
You better stop saying larger than life, because my wife's going to be watching this. She's going to be like, was she trying to say I was fat?
Which I believe she probably would say that. I've never met Mariah, but I've spent a lot of time with Nick Cannon, and I love that dude. He is so cool. By the way, he has told me some really cool things about Mariah Carey, one of which was that he had a Mariah Carey poster in his room, and it was always his dream. As a teenager, mm-hmm. It was his dream. He was always obsessed with Mariah Carey.
What a crazy world.
Always had a crush on her and says, someday I want to get with her. And they kind of brushed back and forth at, I think, like the Billboard Music Awards backstage.
Yeah.
And he was able to get her number, and then they just started dating. But literally, he has always had a crush on her.
Can you imagine that, how it worked out? Like,
crazy.
That's just weird.
Beyonce, same year, married Jay-Z at his New York apartment.
Huh.
Which, you know, Mariah and Nick were very public. Do you guys remember when the rumors were running rampant that Jay and Beyonce were dating? And they never talked about it. It was the most closely guarded
secret. Seriously.
And here is why.
Now, it's been rumored that you're dating Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually talk about who I'm dating, who I'm not, because I think it's important that I concentrate on the music. And when you start talking about those things, then that becomes bigger than the art.
You know what? That was going to be my advice to you. I mean, I was sitting up with the producer, and I said, I'm going to tell her to keep her mouth shut about her relationship, because it should be private.
When you live your life so out in the public, you know, your music and your life is on display, you need to separate from it. You can't be in that life all the time. You need some type of escape from it.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that's sacred and not in the public eye, and it's the one thing that you feel like you're home.
Okay. Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Did he go to prison for 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
I remember he got busted. Dang, I forgot about that. A lot happened this year.
He began serving his time in December. I'm not going to tell you the year, but he got out in April 3 years later and got off on house arrest a few months later.
Huh.
Same year, the Marvel Cinematic Universe was launched in the U.S. with the release of what film, Sarah?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both? With that in mind, I humbly present the crown jewel of Stark Industries' Freedom Line. It's the first missile system to incorporate our proprietary repulsor technology. They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
All right, how are we feeling?
Not good.
Yeah, I'm feeling between 2006 and 2008.
2006 and 2008. Okay, that's a pretty limited range there, Sarah.
Yeah.
Not feeling good at all, but here's a clue that is going to help you narrow it down. Being a big fan of the old school American Idol, it was the year that David Cook beat David Archuleta to win American Idol.
Simon Cowell, at times this season you've been harsh on these Davids. What do you think after you watched back last night's show?
I want to congratulate both of you last night because I thought on the night it was a terrific show. I went back home to watch it. wasn't quite so clear-cut as we called it. And in fact, David, I will take this opportunity to apologise because I think I was verging on disrespectful with you, and I don't think you deserve that. Because over the seasons, both of you, what I like about both of you is that you're triers. And you've both given it your best. You're both very nice people. And for the first time ever, I don't really care who wins. I think you've both done terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the only time Simon Cowell is kind, is the season
right?
finale.
Seriously. So before Sarah gives you the year, because American Idol is her jam, I'm going to take mine back a little bit. I'm going to go between 2004 and 2006 now.
2004 to 2006. What are you thinking, Sarah?
I was thinking like 2009.
Oh, damn.
Okay, that's a pretty
I don't know.
Wide range.
Also, what happened to David Archuleta?
What happened? Bless his heart.
What happened to David Cook?
Yeah, but what happened to him? Bless his heart. The Davids. All right, so let's quickly recap. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon got married. So did Beyonce and Jay-Z. Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion. The Marvel Cinematic Universe was launched with the release of Iron Man, and the Davids competed in American Idol. Cook beat out Archuleta. And one final clue, this was the number one song on Mix 94.7 on this day, April the 30th. You cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding love by?
Leona Lewis.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Who wrote this song? Whew. I'm going to be impressed if you get it, Sarah.
If you don't know it, Sarah, I want to guess.
If you know it.
I know it.
Well, clearly you don't.
I've heard it before.
Okay. Alex, what's your guess?
Alicia Keys.
No. I am, and I think Sarah is now too, obsessed with the show Songland on NBC. And I've always loved One Republic, but since watching Songland, I've become obsessed with Ryan Tedder. I had no idea his incredible influence in music and how many songs that he has written. This is just one of them.
Oh, he did?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ryan Tedder and Jesse McCartney actually wrote this song for Leona Lewis.
Jesse McCartney?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what year was it? Let's lock it in, y'all.
Oh, man. I mean, I might have screwed up by saying 2005 or 2004 to 2006. I think Sarah's on it, man.
Well, go ahead.
Let me just throw, okay, you know what? Go with my gut. I'm going to say 2005.
2005. Alex is locking it in. Sarah, what are you going to say?
I'll say 2009.
She says 2009.
She's feeling it for some reason.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, along with Beyonce and Jay-Z, got married this year. Wesley Snipes convicted of tax evasion. Iron Man was launched, creating the Marvel Universe. David Cook beat out David Archuleta for the 7th season of American Idol. And Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis was the number one song on the radio in the year 2008.
Oh, man.